100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day of a 19 no long, so me say.
Hey, Digital Sista is back. I hope you had a great week since I last chatted with you. Hello to my new friends in Japan. Thanks for tuning in and passing the podcast around. Well, I'm so excited because I accomplished something really incredible. Last week, after I dropped the podcast, after I finished uploading and doing all I have to do to make the podcast available to you, I almost fell out of the chair because, lo and behold, there is my graphic for Digital Sista. I was one of the four most active podcasts, and when I came back in the morning, it was still there. So I thought, how cool is that? It's taken some time, but thank you to all my fans and my listeners around the world. You made that possible, and I really want to thank you. That was one of the most exciting things that happened to me that day. Well, as it turns out, Michael Basden is back on the air. That show is so hot. He is so cool. He touches on such really interesting topics. Talked about swinging the other night. So I'm just so glad that he's back on the air and doing his thing and stimulating us. He's a breath of fresh air on the radio. We love him. Glad that he's back. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a video clip going around on the internet that showed Jay-Z in not such a flattering light. As it turns out, he was at a recording party or some kind of thing. He came in, and it was a room full of guys, and there was a female fan who had a camera, and she was, taking pictures. And so, not being the gentleman that he's trying to project himself to be, instead of sending one of his people over to say, hey, you can't take any pictures, what does he do? He goes over and slaps the lady, kind of pushes her head twice, and there's a room full of guys, and nobody says a word. Nobody says, hey, man, maybe you shouldn't do that, Nobody said a word. And when I looked at that, I thought, man, this is like perpetuating the misogynist attitudes that people talk about with a lot of the rap stars. No guy there came to her rescue to say, hey, back off. You don't need to do that. Just tell her not to take pictures. Didn't say a word, And so I hope it gets around so people will see this, What if that was on the other foot, the shoe was on the other foot? I don't think he'd be real happy if Beyonce was starstruck and took a picture of somebody and somebody came over and pushed her and slapped her. He'd be all over the news media talking about that. But again, this is what I talk about. We need more empathy. We just do not have enough empathy today. Everybody wants to be right. Everybody wants to throw their weight around. Everybody wants to do what they want to do. And you keep forgetting. You keep forgetting. It was people like her that got him where he is today. If it wasn't for those fans buying those records, buying his clothes, going to his clubs, he wouldn't be who he is today. And the women, they love him, okay? That's not cool. Not cool at all. So I'm hoping that, whoever it was that he slapped doesn't let that go. Not that she has to turn into some big case or anything, but just let him know that it's not okay to do that. And don't forget the hands that feed you. Don't get so big that you can't, speak to a fan and just say, hey, I don't want pictures here right now, but if you hang out, I'll go take a picture with you later. There is just such a better way to handle things than the usual crass, violent way that so many of our hip-hop stars resort to. And so, he's trying to change his image, but that wasn't something that's going to add to him. But, I just had to speak on that because, he just should not have done that. Let me talk a little bit about something that happened a couple weeks ago. I didn't talk about it because I didn't have the time, because there were so many things going on that I wanted to talk about. But I want to talk about that whole incident with Clay Aiken, Kelly Ripa. Now, Clay was on the show, you know, guest hosting, filling in for Regis Philbin. And when he and Kelly came out, you know, at the beginning of the show, he was holding her hand, leading her out onto the set to do the show. And that particular show, they had Emmett Smith and his dancing partner on, because they had just won Dancing with the Stars over Mario Lopez. So they were there to be interviewed. And so, you know, Kelly, who I find just a tad bit obnoxious, you know, but she probably is a very nice person, but she comes across a little bit too obnoxious at sometimes. But apparently, you know, it's her show too, remember? She was talking a lot, and probably in Clay's mind, not letting him get a word in edgewise. And so he decided to take the matters into his own hands, literally. And what he did was put his hand over her mouth on national TV, the guest host of the show. And so, you know, I don't think it was 5 seconds, but next thing you know, Rosie O'Donnell has picked up on this, who I think is just absolutely obnoxious. And I think she's angling for Rosie O'Donnell and The View, so it becomes her show eventually. But she blows it up and says that Kelly made a homophobic remark, you know, saying, because once that happened, Kelly said to Clay, "Oh, honey, that's a no-no. I don't know where those hands have been." You know, Rosie said what she said and blew that up that way. So there was this little stuff going on back and forth between Rosie and Kelly. But the interesting thing was, you know, there wasn't a peep from Clay Aiken. And I'm sure that was like the last thing he wanted, was to have questions about him, you know, circulating on national TV like that. But again, you know, we need to have more empathy. You know, Rosie, I think, is just one of those people who will grab a headline any way she can. She did that, you know, with Star Jones before she took over the spot that ultimately got Star off the show. You know, we're just in a world today where everybody is always trying to get that 5 minutes of fame. And if you're already in the media's eye and you have the form, you don't need to do that. So I just thought, you know, that was interesting that that occurred. I mean, you know, regardless of how Clay felt, that was totally inappropriate. He should not put his hand over Kelly's mouth. That was just wrong. And he was doing it. I don't know why he was doing it, but it was just wrong. And, you know, Kelly was right to say that, that she wasn't happy. You know, I don't know about the comments. I don't know what she really meant by it. But, you know, it was clearly inappropriate for him to do that. And he should just apologize and say, you know, "I got carried away. I shouldn't have done that." And then let it go, you know. But people are just, everybody's trying to get 15 minutes of fame. And we don't care whose feelings we step on to get it. And, you know, that needs to stop. Oh, man, what else I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about Morgan Freeman, because he's doing something really, really cool. And I'm just thrilled that he's doing it, you know, because here's this African-American actor, you know, who's been around for a while. But he's staking his claim in new technology and wanting to control what he does with his craft. And I think that's really cool. So he founded ClickStar, and also Intel is in partnership with them. And what they're going to be doing is showing his first run movies and maybe some others that can be downloaded, you know, via the internet. So I think that's really, really cool. And I'm just glad that it's an African-American actor who's, you know, doing this, and he's going to be right in the middle of the cutting edge. I think that's really cool. And he's also done this as a result of his own experience, because he lives in Clarksdale, Mississippi, which I'm guessing is probably kind of a small town and probably kind of rural, where he's saying that his town doesn't have a movie theater. And so that there are many, many places like that across the country where they don't have the big chain theaters in their neighborhood. So they have to rely on other vehicles to get entertainment. So I'm just excited. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, and the fact that, you know, we'll be able to see first-run movies via the internet. I think that's really cool. Well, it looks like Tiger Woods is branching off into some new and interesting projects. He just announced the launch of his golf course design firm, and the first project will be in Dubai, which I think is like really exciting for him. He seems to be following in the footsteps of the masters that preceded him, you know, with Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and people like that who have made, I should say haven't made, but they've extended their careers by developing and designing golf courses. So he's right up there with them, and I think that's really cool. So congratulations to him, and it will be very, very neat to see what kind of projects he does and where they will be located around the world. Kudos to Tiger. Oh, I'm so thrilled that Smokey Robinson has gotten a Kennedy Center Award. And his friend, Aretha Franklin, was one of the people who was there to heap the praise on him and talk about him and how important he was. I mean, look at it. He is such a powerful force, one of the founding members of Motown. He was a balladeer. He sang about romance and love and wrote songs that told stories about human emotion. And remember, he was doing that at a time in the 60s where there was a lot of turbulence going on and a lot of angst between blacks and whites and a lot of hate and just bad stuff going on. But here he was, you know, writing these wonderful songs that still sound good 40 years later, talking about love, what it was like to fall in love, what it was like to be with that person you love, what it was like when you laid eyes on that person you love. He talked about love. And compared to the music today, there is no comparison because you don't hear those kinds of songs anymore. It's about what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to put your thing down. I'm going to do this to you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But nobody's really talking about love and those kinds of emotions. So it's really wonderful that he's being acknowledged in that way. And I think it's really wonderful that, in a sense, Motown is being acknowledged because they were a true pioneering force. Motown was just the vision that I think all African Americans looked up to at that time, because we saw entertainers who were classy, who had their stuff together, you know, they were tight, it was great music, and that is what he was a part of and what he created. So it's just wonderful that he's being acknowledged in such a wonderful way with the Kennedy Center Honors. Talk a little bit about Barack Obama. He is my guy. I think he's so cute. But anyway, you know what I hope with him? I hope he doesn't peak too soon, because he's doing all the things that a potential presidential candidate is doing. You know, he's going to be going to New Hampshire. He's making the rounds on the talk shows. I mean, he does have his book out, but he's making the rounds. And, you know, he's really very much, I think, getting attention for himself. He also was recently at the Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, with evangelical pastor and author Rick Warren, who wrote, you know, that book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And so he was there, you know, holding hands in prayer, because they decided they would work together to talk about AIDS, since World AIDS Day has just happened, and everyone's focused on AIDS, particularly in the month of December. But, you know, he's there with the evangelicals, you know, holding the hand. So I think he's really setting the stage, and he may even be able to cross that bridge and attract that evangelical base to his potential candidacy. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think he represents hope, like his book says, The Audacity of Hope. And I hope that he has a chance to make his mark. And I hope that, you know, he just has a chance to do that. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out over the next few months, what will be happening with him. Well, it looks like Will Smith is like really taking Hollywood by storm. He doesn't even have to wait until he's 80 or 75 years old to be honored. They are honoring him this month at the American Museum of the Moving Image in New York. It's a black tie ceremony. It's going to be aired on Bravo in January, and it's really a tribute to him and what he's doing. He has taken the entertainment field by storm since he decided to leave, you know, the Fresh Prince back in the mid-90s, and has been doing some interesting things. So I believe he is probably going to be one of those power brokers that we look upon, because he and his wife Jada have about 3 shows that have been pitched to the networks that are going to be coming on. I think the 3 comedies. You know, he's producing films, and, you know, he's, I don't think he's singing as much as he did before, but he's doing a lot of interesting things. So I say kudos to Will Smith. It's wonderful to see a young African-American man doing his thing and being acknowledged for what he is doing. I think that's really, really wonderful. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, I had the chance to, I talk about this in my show, that dreams still do come true. I was reading a paper back in July about hip-hop fiction and how it was a whole new genre that the major publishing companies are looking at and wanting to figure out a way to get into it. And even 50 Cent, has paired up with MTV Pocketbooks to create a series of gangsta lit novels. So it's a hot area and an area that has revitalized some publishing companies, because they were looking for a new market, you know, the new next thing, and gangsta lit seems to be it. But anyway, I read this article and they mentioned Vicky Stringer. And so I was a presenter at the National Association of Blacks in Criminal Justice back in October, and lo and behold, who is the guest speaker for the conference? It's Vicky Stringer. So I had a chance to meet her. I bought 3 of her books. I just completed Let That Be the Reason, and I interviewed her tonight on my radio program. So when you have a chance, go to www.globaltalkradio.com and click on Demystifying Nonprofits, because that's the name of my show. And the archive of my interview with Vicky should be up probably sometime tomorrow on Wednesday, and you'll be able to learn a little bit about her, to hear her, and you know, just to see what she's about. She's really very, very nice and very gracious, and it was just really exciting to have a chance to talk to the hip-hop lit gangsta lit queen. So yeah, check out the interview, and I would be very anxious to hear what you think. So give me a call at 206-309-7325, and, you know, leave me a message and let me know what you think. It was just really exciting to read about somebody from afar, and then to actually have them, you know, be in your presence, that to interview them. So I think that's really, really very cool, very exciting. Let me see what else is going on that I wanted to talk about today. You know, I don't know. Maybe this could be a short one, you know? I think it might be. But, oh, yeah, let me just talk about Mary G. Blige. Now, I really like her because, you know, she has really started out from being homegirl. You know, we've watched her mature. She really is quite a great artist. And it's reaping, she's reaping the rewards now for what she's been doing. She won 9 Billboard awards recently, and I thought that was so cool. And, you know, you have to sell a certain amount of records to even get that honor. And so she's done it. And I think that's great, because Mary's been around a while, you know, and we've watched her evolve into, I think, the great woman that she is today. So congratulations to Mary. I really like her. I like her music, and I like how she's developed as a person and as an artist. Very, very cool. Okay, well, I think that's about it for tonight. It'll be kind of short and sweet. Oh, yes, I am enjoying my podcast. I've got about 20-something songs downloaded. I've got about 200 more to add, but I'm just really enjoying it. I'm hearing a lot of music that I've always loved. You know, you had the CDs and all that, but you couldn't really put it on anything and take it with you. But that's the beauty of the iPod. I've got these classic things, Stanley Turrentine, you know, Donald Byrd, George Duke, all kinds of great music on there that I can take with me anywhere that I go. And in fact, I'm going to be going to Ghana, West Africa in February, so I'm thinking I probably should be downloading some more songs so I can probably take that with me. But that's going to be another story for another podcast, because when I come back from that trip, I'm going to be sharing such great information with you. So, of course, stay tuned for that as I count down to my trip to the continent of Africa and to the country of Ghana in February. So I will keep you posted on everything, and certainly when that occurs, you're going to hear about it. But anyway, I think that's it for tonight. I'm a little tired. I'm going to wrap it up and go on home. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for passing the podcast around. Thank you for making my podcast one of the four most active. I really appreciate it. And without you, there is no me. So, Digital Sister signing out. Take care. I'll be back with you in a few days. West side, the West side, we're riding. West side, the 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 West side, the